Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome to The Weekend. Larry Richard with Anchorman. Paul Rasmussen, our producer, is Aaron Ferragoni. Getting ready for a very big weekend in a lot of ways. Before we get to that, just another note on the weather. There is a wind advisory in place now from the National Weather Service, and we do have some of that precip, Paul, as you just reported, just reaching the city. This is the second wave. We had a dry period that just coincided, for the most part, with the rush hour, so there could be some developing slick spots.
At least it's not what we were thinking at this time yesterday, which was snow.
And nobody's happier about that than me, because I didn't want to sit here with you, talk about school closings or delays and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So morning commute, good to go. There may be some slick spots develop in some areas due to the wave that's coming through. And by the way, it is anticipated, they're calling it Super Saturday tomorrow, 158.9 million people are actually going to leave their homes and go to the mall or stores. And this is something, and you said you were at Ross Park Mall recently, and it seemed like the old days.
Yeah, Larry, I go to the mall almost never, but I needed to do that yesterday. And when I pulled into the parking lot at Ross Park Mall and had to park on the periphery of the parking lot, and when I got inside, I only then realized how many people were there. It was like an amazing sight. I had to wait online at the store I was in. There were 12 people at the Apple store working with customers.
Right.
And there were a number of us, probably another dozen of us, waiting just to talk to somebody at the Apple store. That's how busy it was. And this is, we're talking 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Thursday.
I kind of like that old feel for a little bit.
I loved it.
Yeah, it felt like old times.
It was a long line to see Santa. It was great to see them all doing well.
I'm sorry, you're too big to sit on Santa's lap, Paul. Meanwhile,
no comment.
I have an expert, the Holiday Greening Guide. What's that all about? You're about to find out. Laura Blood is Environmental Education Coordinator with Pennsylvania Resources Council right here. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
So when Aaron and I were talking about this yesterday, it's like, what's a greening guide? And then quickly I realized, oh, it's about things that people might not think about when it comes to creating waste. So what is your best guide?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thank you for having me. And speaking about people, you know, lining up in stores, yeah, 'tis the season to think about how we can reduce waste. So PRC is a nonprofit dedicated to recycling and waste reduction, and we've created a holiday greening guide to give you more information about how you can best reuse materials year after year when you're wrapping presents, or how you can plan meals with food waste reduction in mind, how you can give presents that are much more of an experience. than they are using extra stuff. You can, your listeners can find more information about that at prc.org. It's a great, our first page has information about gift wrapping and gifts and food and meal planning. And the second page of the guide gives you more information about recycling resources. So what types of wrapping paper can you recycle? What can't you recycle? What do you do with those plastic bags or those bubble wrap mailers? All that hard styrofoam that comes in some of those packages, what do you do with that? And then after the Christmas season, where can you recycle your tree? What can you do with your holiday string lights that may no longer work? What do you do with all those batteries? A lot of nationwide resources we have, things like earth911.com, which is a great place where you can ask questions. Oh, I have this weird thing. Where do I recycle this? Also, we have local Pennsylvania resources. Allegheny County specifically has a wonderful recycling drop-off finder where you can put in information about the thing you're trying to recycle or you don't know what to do with, and you can put in your location, and it will give you all kinds of information about resources near you. PRC also has glass recycling drop-off locations. And we also have collection events that are going to be scheduled. Our schedule is going to be up hopefully in the springtime, so you can check that out as well.
I have really simple this time of year, and a lot of people experience this. So you get a bottle of wine, and it comes in a nice wine bag. And they're expensive if you get a decent one. So obviously, a lot of people recycle those just by expense, as an incentive. And then you get all these great gift bags, and I'm thinking, why don't you save them? My Aunt Sis used to do that. They would save, the really nice bags that you get and then reuse them for the following year, which is a really simple, but one thing you can do that makes sense.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And obviously with prices going up and our pocketbooks being tighter and tighter each year, yeah, there's other things you can do, too, in terms of gift wrapping. Like, think about, there's a place called the Pittsburgh Center for Creative Reuse, and you can go there and maybe purchase a piece of fabric or a beautiful scarf and wrap a present in a scarf. And then you're not only giving, that serves as your wrapping paper, but that's also an extra little gift that you're giving someone, too. There's also things you can use, like, think about maybe music. You can think about magazine covers or maps that make kind of interesting wrapping paper too. And those are all great because you can put them right in your curbside recycling too. Plus they're pretty unique and kind of make things creative for the holidays too.
PRC.org. You can download a copy of the Holiday Greening Guide. We want to thank Laura Blood, Environmental Education Coordinator with Pennsylvania Resources Council. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Have a great weekend and a wonderful holiday ahead.
You too.
So there you go, Paul. If you get a wine bag from me, it might be reused.
Good idea. The bag that I received at the Apple store yesterday, I thought, geez, I got to hang on to this and reuse this for a gift of some kind.
I know, and
it's a beautiful bag.
I don't know why you wouldn't say bags like that. And then I get accused of being a closet hoarder.
Well, a lot of the stores are going to these now and getting rid of the plastic. Some of the upper end stores have been doing it for a while, but I saw a lot of these kind of paper bags that are nicer ones in the mall yesterday.
All right, coming up, I want to talk about the Steelers. Do you want to hear what Arthur Smith says, the offensive coordinator for the Steelers, he was asked about fixing the offense. You want to reach out? The NASCO Roofing Instant Access, just a click away. Instant Access at kdkradio.com. Sunday, late afternoon, 4:25 kickoff. The Pittsburgh Steelers against the Detroit Lions in the Motor City. In Ford Field, which I'm sure for the players that braved the wind chill single digits and the temperatures on Monday night against the Dolphins will be happy to play inside.
Sure.
And then Steelers will be on the road in Cleveland the following weekend, and then we'll host the Ravens the date and kickoff time not yet determined.
It's a flex type thing.
Yeah, which makes sense because, and look how it's turned out. It's Baltimore and Pittsburgh fighting for first place in the AFC North. The winner ends up in the playoffs.
Now, Baltimore, if they lose one more game, it could be over for them, right?
Well, it depends also on what the Steelers do in terms of in the AFC North. The Steelers have a one-game advantage.
Yeah, well, let's say that the Ravens lose this weekend, and so do the Steelers, but then the Steelers beat the Browns. I guess that sets up still a tie, huh? Possibly? No, they'd still have a one-game ad.
Yeah, so Baltimore has to play the Packers, too, at some point there.
But that's no good.
Their superstar in defense is out for the seasons, yeah. Micah Parsons. Yeah. So, anyway, much better game, much better team game. Okay, it was the Miami Dolphins, but they were on a four-game win streak. So, what about the offense with Aaron Rodgers? Seems like he's getting stronger every game. And the offensive coordinator is Arthur Smith and was asked about what he has to do to make the offense even better.
So you just have a conversation, you know, person to person, the way it should be. And that's why I love these guys. We got a lot of good guys in there. All everybody wants to do is win. Guys don't care who gets the credit. When you have a really good group of guys and a good staff, that's how it should function. Not this kind of like, hey, I want credit when things are right. I want blame. I don't want the blame when it's not. You got a lot of frail egos in this profession. We got a lot of good guys. That's certainly the way I believe. That's why I grew up, you know, studying guys like George Marshall, Jim Mattis, Ulysses Grant. I'm not really a Douglas MacArthur or George McClellan guy for those Civil War buffs. So we got a good group of guys, and it's a shared experience. That's the way it should be.
Well, you have Aaron Rodgers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Did you see some of the throws he made, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
They were absolutely ridiculous.
Very, very good performance for him. I'm hoping that he can continue to nail it like that in Detroit.
He threw like a laser to DK Metcalf.
That was a beautiful pass. And then what DK did to fight his way into the end zone, he just shrugged off like three different players and said, no, I'm scoring a touchdown.
I can pretty much guarantee you that's going to be in the highlight reel as one of the great plays of the season. So that is Sunday at 4:25. Now, in between, the playoffs in college football actually start tonight. So since there's no high school football, so today and tomorrow, or tonight and tomorrow, will be the playoffs. And
right, you got Alabama and Oklahoma tonight.
The Alabama Crimson Tide. Yeah, and some people are like, well, how did they end up in the playoffs with three losses?
Yeah, they don't belong there if you ask me, but we'll see what happens. I think Oklahoma can knock them off. Yeah. Oklahoma's a 1.5-point favorite.
Yeah, so you also, let's see, the playoffs, a lot of people are waiting to see, because there are teams waiting to see who they'll play, right?
Yeah. By the way, Oklahoma beat Alabama 23-21 at Alabama back on November 15th. not an easy place to win in Tuscaloosa, right?
Yes, and then you have the Gasparilla Bowl today at 2:30. You going to be locked in on that?
Memphis. Actually, I will watch that because I like following Memphis. I lived in Memphis for a short time.
That's a 2:30 kick, Memphis and NC State.
You know, and there's an even bigger bowl game right before that. Kennesaw State is taking on Western Michigan in the Myrtle Beach Bowl. I've never even heard of that before.
For God's sake. I miss the pool and weed whacker bowl. Remember we would take the list of bowl games and just read some of the names. Now, tomorrow at noon, Miami takes on Texas A&M. And then you have Tulane at Ole Miss.
That's going to be a good game.
3:30. James Madison. How did they get in the playoffs?
There's another question mark for you.
They are number 24. They'll be playing number 5, Oregon. It's really good.
Oregon is favored to win that game by 20.5 points.
That is tomorrow night at 7:30. Famous Idaho Potato Bowl on Monday at 2, Washington State and Utah State. The Boca Raton Bowl is Tuesday, along with the New Orleans Bowl. And the Frisco Bowl, the Hawaii Bowl. Hawaii's always in it. I wonder why. The Game Above Sports Bowl in Detroit, which actually the Panthers were in last year. The Military Bowl is a week from Saturday. It's going to be an 11 a.m. kickoff from Annapolis, Maryland, the Naval Academy. The Panthers will take on East Carolina at noon. It'll be Penn State and Clemson in the Pinstripe Bowl in New York City. And then same day, 2:15, UConn and Army in the Fenway Bowl. They do the same thing in Boston. Pop-Tarts Bowl, that's the one I wanted to go to.
That's in Orlando. Yeah, right.
Georgia Tech and BYU, that's next Saturday. So it gives you a little flavor. Yeah. There'll be a lot of football. And
playoffs and bowl mania. Here we go.
Aaron, are you emotionally and mentally prepared for all this football? I'm imagining your husband, Vinny, will be locked in on some of this stuff.
Oh, yeah. I just can't wait.
Say no more.
Wow, that was revealing, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Aaron's preparing for a show she's performing in tonight as a dancer.
Correct.
Yeah, what's the show?
My church puts on a Christmas production every year. This year, it's the Polar Express, so I'm extra excited.
Oh, good.
Oh, Polar Express.
It'll be fun.
I saw one of these kids' plays on social media, and their kids dressed up like shepherds. You know, it's the Nativity scene. And these kids are probably 5-6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see in the background, the two shepherds start sword fighting with their staffs. Oh, it's hilarious. Some dad has to run out. Their 100th year are the Harlem Globetrotters. Two shows the day after Christmas. That is a tradition here in Pittsburgh, PPG Paints Arena. And KDK Radio begins our Friday night games with hoops. And the voice is our own Josh Roundtree, who you can see on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company, and also on our KDK Radio YouTube page. Josh, good morning.
Morning, Larry. How are you? I love the Globetrotters background music. I actually have tickets, so I'm going to go see the Globetrotters. I haven't seen them since I was a kid, so looking forward to that, I think, next Friday after Christmas.
Yeah, they're really, really entertaining. And I'll tell you what, I've spent a lot of time. I have three kids, Josh, two daughters and a son. All of them played basketball, high school basketball, and my youngest played all 4 years. She started as a freshman, and I enjoyed going to the games. I spent a lot of time in the gyms like you, and tonight it's Moon and Char Valley to really get us rolling. And I also want to ask you about Monday. I know we get the special holiday tournament coming up too, so let's talk about this matchup tonight.
Yeah, Moon and Chartier's Valley. I think a really good matchup, you know, kind of bordering communities, kids that know each other, cross over with each other. They play each other in multiple sports every year. So you have that regional kind of rivalry flair to this one. You also have two really good basketball teams. You know, Moon is a group a couple of years ago that won a WPIL championship. Chartier's Valley won a title a year ago, making a really impressive run to the championship in Class 5A. And these two teams met three times a year ago, including in the postseason. Chartier's Valley won all three, but a couple of those were really close basketball games. The faces have changed a little bit with these two teams, but that doesn't mean that they're worse basketball teams. You look at Moon, I mean, they lost Michael Santacola from last year, who's really good, was a really good player. He's playing at a top-tier Division II school now in Nova Southeastern, and they were able to get an infusion of talent, I guess, via the high school transfer portal, if you will, with Jackson Bauman, his brother Brody. They came in from Knock, and they're both really good, especially Jackson. He kind of runs the show, son of a coach, and just really kind of orchestrates their offense. And then on the Chartier's Valley side, they have a young kid, a sophomore by the name of Luca Federico, who is a 6'5" guard slash forward. He can kind of do it all, but he scores over 17 points a game. And, you know, he was a freshman last year, kind of paid his dues, but you could tell that there was a lot of talent there. And now this is really, it's kind of his offense, his team right now as a sophomore, but they're really deep around him as well. I think both of these teams at the end of the day are going to be competing to reach a championship game in 5A.
So I'll be working on Monday, and I know we've got a whole lineup starting at 11 o'clock. We've got games, and this is a holiday classic created by KDK Radio.
Yeah, and it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, it starts in the morning. There's a session in the morning and then a session at night. The morning session is Carrick and Alderdice, a City League matchup, and, you know, a couple of really strong players on either side there. And then you have Avonworth and Fox Chapel girls basketball after that at 12:30. And that should be a fun game as well, two really traditionally strong programs. And then in the evening, Pine Richland against Sewickley. I think both that's going to be a fun basketball game. There's a lot of good talent on the court in that one, good coaches as well. And then the finale, the 6 and 8 o'clock games, Pine Richland, Sewickley, and the finale is Mars and Montour. That's at 8 o'clock, and that should be a fun basketball game. Austin Robleski, excited to see him out of Mars, really good player. And you know, we saw Montour this past Friday, and you know, a bit of a slow start to the season for them, but they're a fun team to watch. And you know, they played really well for a while against Lincoln Park and just couldn't quite put it all together throughout the duration of that game. But they're a really good basketball team, I think, that's just taken some time to come together. So four games, starts in the morning, a break after that, and then you know, some evening basketball as well to lead us up to the holidays, the Holiday Hoop Classic. I think it's the third year now that, you know, we've done this with KDKA, and it's just so much fun to go down there and, you know, see the kids walk into the arena, and, you know, their eyes get big when they see that grand stage for them. But the games have been really, really good. We had a half court buzzer beater to win a game a couple years ago. Last year, we had a furious comeback by Fox Chapel with 5 minutes or with 50 seconds left. They were down by 5 points, found a way to win in overtime. So there's been some really good games that have happened at PPG Paints Arena, and I think we'll get a couple probably on Monday as well.
Yeah, exciting time. I remember just playing hockey as a kid, and once a year we'd have a chance to play in the old Civic Arena, and it was such a thrill just to be there. And I know they walk in PPG Paints, and it is the big time. So now, how are you breaking up these games? Are you play-by-play? You're not doing them all, are you?
No, I think we have our good friend Jeff Hathorne, who's gonna do the first two, and then I'll do the last two. So Jeff gets the morning, and I'll take the evening. I believe that's the breakdown for it. So I'll have Pine Richland and Sewickley and Mars and Montour, and Jeff will get those first two games of Carrick Dice and Avonworth Fox Chapel on the girls' side. So yeah, we'll four in a day. You know, I want to have a voice by the holidays. You know, I suppose, but but. No, we'll split it up with Jeff, who's, you know, as you know, the best.
Well, you guys do a great job. It all starts at 6 with a little pregame action and tip off at 7:30 tonight. Moon and Char Valley. Josh, appreciate the time. If I don't talk to you, Merry Christmas, and let's have a Happy New Year.
Yeah, absolutely, Larry. Merry Christmas. I'll talk to you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.